process, and layout trade-offs. When evaluating the trade-offs between manufacturing process types and process layouts and key performance objectives, it is important to recall the characteristics associated with each of the performance objectives: speed, throughput times, queuing and inventory, processing costs. Dependability, safety stock needed, processing costs, rescheduling frequency. Flexibility, volume flexibility, mix flexibility, delivery flexibility and time, product and service flexibility. Quality, error-free process, conformance quality of operations. Cost, profit margins, working capital requirements, transfer pricing, inventory turns. The goal is to align the process layout with the performance objective that ranks very high, as seen in Exhibit 1-86. When using a project, work center, or batch process, products are made to customer specifications with the tacit understanding that production will not start until the order is processed. The trade-off is that customers expect the process to show dependability rather than speed in its ability to meet promised delivery dates. Customers also expect flexibility in accommodating a high level of product variety, as these often are unique products. Cost always is important, but in this case, when products are made to specifications in low volumes, it is not always critical. The line or continuous types are high volume and low variety processes with flow layouts. Cost and speed are the dominant performance objectives driving these processes. Because of increased competition and rapidly changing market conditions, manufacturers in many industries must be flexible. Manufacturing capabilities must evolve to meet changes in the marketplace and customer needs. These types of changes are expensive and therefore should not be taken lightly. They must be approved, scheduled, and monitored for execution as they are put into practice. For example, the Ford Motor Company changed an assembly process for tail lamps due to changes in the marketplace and consumer preferences at one local plant in Sandusky, Ohio. It began with Ford examining its overall production flow and looking for opportunities to become more efficient in light of increased global competition. They shifted their operation from a worker-paced line flow process to a flexible assembly system that used modular design and group technology concepts new to Ford. This change impacted their entire product development process, but it allowed them to stay flexible and produce the products that were in demand in a cost-effective manner. As market conditions change, process adjustments should be made to match the production capabilities to the needs of the market. Another example of flexibility as a priority is the frequency of change transactions. These transactions include engineering changes and other changes to the manufacturing planning and control database, including bills of material, routings, and product specifications. Engineering change transactions can be very expensive and are best handled as they arise rather than attempting a complete overhaul after production has begun. Engineering changes to line and continuous process types will be especially expensive to accommodate and likely will require shutting the process down for a period of time. Quality is important in all cases, but not as important as the other performance objectives in choosing a process or layout. In some instances, however, quality can influence the choice of manufacturing process and layout. Low throughput and high-value items that require highly skilled labor, for example, might lead to the choice of a jobbing or cell process and layout.